At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Another group of North Texans today is headed for Brownsville to protest the separation of migrant children from their parents. 100 members of the immigrant rights group United Fort Worth left by bus from St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richardson around 2 this morning, with plans to arrive this afternoon. Trip organizer Norma Garcia Lopez told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram the trip hits home for her.
It's personal because I was one of those kids, and I can't imagine being separated from my parents, at all.
The American Civil Liberties Union paid for the buses to Brownsville. A diverse group of activists from North Texas protested outside detention centers at the border last weekend. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump's making a return visit to the border region today to visit immigration centers that house migrants. Mrs. Trump traveled to McAllen last Thursday to meet with officials dealing with families detained at the border. She also met with some children at one of the facilities. Texans could help pick the replacement for Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement yesterday. U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn both sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee. On Fox News yesterday, Cruz endorsed one of his colleagues.
The best choice that President Trump could make is Mike Lee, is because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Mike Lee would be faithful to the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
The Texas Tribune reports President Trump's shortlist also includes one Texan, former Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett. He was confirmed in December to a seat on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Nigerian film industry, known as Nollywood, is the established hub of the African film world. This weekend, though, North Texas audiences will get a chance to see movies made in Cameroon, Ghana, Uganda, and other countries across the continent. The big screen team previews the African Film Festival.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And our guest is Kaliche Eke, the director of the African Film Festival. Thanks for coming back this year.
Thank you for having me.
This year marks what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. And you have a film from South Africa that actually looks at his humorous side. It's called LOL with President Mandela.
Yes. Yeah, it will be quite an honor to show that film here. It's the first time it's been shown in the United States. And very rare clips unreleased of Nelson Mandela.
And it gets into his more humorous side?
One
of the ideas is that part of the way that he was able to make it through so many of his struggles in life is by maintaining a sense of humor.
A lot of times he cracks jokes in public, but a lot of times you see him on the professional side, very serious and addressing all these issues. But to see these unreleased clips where he's actually enjoying himself free and goofing around, if you may say, it's quite inspiring. Yeah.
He has a way of making somebody seem like a real person.
Yes, exactly.
I'm looking at some of the many countries from which you have films, and a couple of the Ugandan films caught my eye. One of them is called Bunjako.
Yes.
It looks like a kind of a teens in the woods horror movie.
Yeah,
but
it is actually. It's, yes, you see, from Uganda, it's quite an intriguing horror film about students going through the forest and all the horror stuff they go through attacking them.
It's interesting that idea translates into so many different cultures.
Yes, yes.
Including American culture.
Right. We see it a lot in Hollywood films. Now we are beginning to see them in African films as well.
You always have films from, let's say, the United States and Great Britain that tell African stories.
Right.
And now I see you also have submissions from Haiti and Trinidad and Tobago.
Exactly.
What made you decide to reach into the Caribbean for films this year?
Well, you know, when you look at the African Film Festival, we define it as art from not just from anybody telling African stories, but also from by people from African descent. Mm. And once some of the filmmakers saw that they can actually submit all this time, then they started to submit their films as well.
You're originally from Nigeria, and of course, Nigeria has a famous film industry, Nollywood.
Yes.
We've heard of that. What are some of the other countries that are really on the way up as far as film production goes?
You know, art runs deep in Africa. I mean, you see even countries as small as Gabon coming up with great films. And then, of course, Mali is always there, top-notch quality. They don't have any wood attached to their name, but they are making great films. South Africa, of course, is in the forefront of filmmaking from Africa, but Nollywood is the biggest in terms of the number of filmmakers from there. As expected, Nigeria, with almost 200 million people, that comes with a big responsibility as well in filmmaking. So we have the numbers, but definitely many countries, even Gambia, making great films as well.
Well, Kaliche Eke, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Kaliche.
You'll find the African Film Festival schedule at artandseek.org. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, a warning from Germany's chancellor that the issue of migration could determine the future of the European Union. Also, tension in Siberia over the number of Chinese tourists there, and a new drug to prevent hemorrhage after childbirth. These and other stories on the BBC NewsHour begins at 9 here on KERA 90.1. As for the forecast, a high near 100 again today. Expect sunny skies as well. Clear tonight with a low around 81. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 98. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas and in Wichita Falls, 77 degrees in Fort Worth, 78 in Tyler. The time is 8:30.